This is day 6, and today's devotion is titled Common Ground by Jelani Lewis. But first, let's open our heart in praise.
So cry out, singing hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 9, 22 and 23 says, I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. I have one more question for you, if you don't mind, said the deacon who sat across the table from me at the diner. We had spent the last hour getting to know each other over eggs, bacon, and a side of perfectly cooked grits. He continued, I've noticed since you've become the Frisco campus pastor, there's been an influx of African Americans at our campus. How can we make African Americans feel more comfortable here? I have to be honest, that was absolutely not the question I expected to conclude our breakfast conversation. However, after internally regaining my composure, my first thought was, thank you, God, for confirming my suspicions that the congregation was becoming increasingly more rhythmic in worship. Secondly, I was tempted to leap over the table and chest bump him like we had just scored the game-winning touchdown against the Packers. I settled, however, for immediately thanking him and then providing a few suggestions. I thanked him not just because I am African American and I appreciate the consideration. I thanked him because I am a believer and his question was about much more than race. His question was about how we make the gospel attractive to everyone regardless of color, culture, or class. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 9:22, I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. In the three verses prior, the apostle claimed at various times he had become like Jews, Gentiles, and then, well, weaklings, among other things. He declared he'd done everything short of sin to connect with people. Why? For the sake of the gospel. In a culture saturated with separation, disagreement, and division, how do we mimic the intentionality of Paul? How do we find common ground so people can be found by Christ? I would like to suggest three ideas as a starting point. Look up, lay down, and lean in. Look up means when we meet someone, we ask God to help us see them the way He does, through His lens of love. Lay down suggests we ask God to help us lay down our own personal biases, our preferences, and the priority of our own culture to fully embrace a kingdom culture. Finally, leaning in speaks to intentionally engaging in conversation with people to gain perspective. When we as believers see people the way Jesus sees them and appreciate and listen to their stories, we inevitably make it easier for people to embrace an even grander story, the story of God. After all, we truly do have common ground between us. The ground is level at the cross. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and we know it is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. So we ask you today, Lord, help us to connect. Help us to look up, lay down, and lean in so that we might see people the way that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Proverbs 4:23-26. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. Let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. One more time. Let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. All right, great job. Let's go out and look up, lay down, and lean in today.